Welcome to CyberScope, where today we're unpacking Apple's Pegasus Alerts and AirPlay Airborne Exploit Patch, Telegram's new anti-spam protocols and scam warnings, TikTok's 530 million euros GDPR fine, and the co-op's major data breach, plus the key steps you need to keep your devices and data safe. All right, next up in Apple news. First, Apple has begun quietly notifying iPhone users in more than 100 countries, among them an Italian journalist and a Dutch activist, that they may have been targeted by mercenary spyware like NSO Group's Pegasus. So far, two confirmed victims in Europe have received alerts, and Apple is urging anyone who gets one to enable lockdown mode and review their device for signs of intrusion. Meanwhile, security researchers at Oligo have disclosed a sweeping set of critical flaws in Apple's AirPlay protocol and accompanying SDK, collectively dubbed Airborne. These vulnerabilities include a wormable, zero-click remote code execution path that can let an attacker on the same Wi-Fi network seize control of everything from Apple TVs and HomePods to CarPlay head units and third-party AirPlay-enabled speakers. Although Apple patched its own devices in March 2025 with iOS 18.4 and corresponding updates, millions upon millions of accessories from other manufacturers remain exposed. Oligo warns users to update any Apple gear they control, disable AirPlay on untrusted networks, and push third-party vendors for fixes. On the broader Apple platform front, Apple also addressed a handful of lesser-known but still serious issues across macOS, watchOS, tvOS, and visionOS, ranging from privilege escalation bugs to local denial-of-service flaws. Patches are rolling out now. If you use any Apple device, check your software update screen and install the latest builds ASAP. Now, turning to our Telegram roundup. First off, Russian news site VZ.ru has published a deep dive on cybersecurity, pointing listeners to a new Telegram channel that delivers regular security alerts. That theme carries over to Telegram itself, which has quietly rolled out enhanced protocols, among them, a limit on how many messages you can send to brand new contacts to curb spam and phishing. Speaking of phishing, Telegram has also issued fresh warnings about sophisticated scams targeting Russian users, from fake job offers to bogus crypto investments. At the same time, Moscow's authorities have sounded the alarm on a new malware strain that specifically hunts Telegram accounts. And they're threatening to block the app in 2024 for failing to store user data on Russian soil. On the legal front, a Russian court recently fined Telegram for not removing content that could harm minors, while investigators busted a large-scale fraud ring operating through the app, seizing assets and arresting suspects. Meanwhile, a homegrown cybersecurity firm is prototyping a decentralized node-based defense against DDoS attacks, an approach it says could shore up Telegram and other platforms. Looking ahead, Telegram has pledged to unveil some 50 new security and privacy features by 2025, and next month's Moscow Security Conference will spotlight the service's roadmap alongside broader cyber threats. User vigilance remains key. We've seen one listener's account hijacked by someone in Moscow, underscoring the need for strong passwords, two-factor authentication, and the occasional account reset. That's the latest from Telegram territory. Stay tuned for more updates, and don't forget to keep your apps patched and your wits about you. Next up in TikTok news, Europe's privacy watchdog has slapped the app with a hefty 530 million euro fine for breaching the EU's General Data Protection Regulation. Ireland's Data Protection Commission says TikTok failed to stop the transfer of personal data, everything from profile details to usage logs, onto servers in China, where it could potentially be accessed by the Chinese state. Key points. The fine, 530 million euros, roughly $600 million, one of the largest penalties ever handed out under GDPR. The breach. TikTok routed European user data through Chinese-based servers without sufficient safeguards or guarantees that it wouldn't be inspected by Chinese authorities. The deadline. TikTok has 6 months to overhaul its data handling practices or face further penalties. The Irish regulator has ordered corrective measures to ensure no future transfers happen without proper encryption and legal safeguards. TikTok's response. The company says it's reviewing the decision and will vigorously defend its practices, arguing that no European user data has been improperly shared with Beijing. Broader context: this comes amid rising global scrutiny of Chinese-owned tech platforms. China's government, for its part, has denied that it forces companies to hand over foreign user data. As TikTok evaluates an appeal, the ruling sends a clear message to all social networks doing business in Europe. GDPR is not optional, and the protection of citizens' data remains a top priority. Up next in Co-op News, the UK retailer has confirmed it suffered a major cyber attack that exposed a significant number of current and former members' personal data. While no bank details or passwords appear to have been taken, hackers, reportedly linked to the Dragon Force ransomware group, accessed names, addresses, and membership information for up to 20 million people. Co-op has shut down parts of its IT network, including back-office systems and call centers, to contain the breach, and is working with the National Crime Agency and National Cybersecurity Center on the investigation. In the meantime, staff have been told to keep cameras on during all remote meetings amid fears attackers could join video calls. The retailer has apologized to customers and urged them to carry on with their usual routines, even as police also probe a similar intrusion at Marks & Spencer. Co-op says it's taken proactive steps to shore up security and will keep shoppers updated as it completes its review. Thanks for tuning in to CyberSafe Weekly. I'm your host, Alex Parker. Goodbye for now, and be sure to join us next week for another deep dive into cybersecurity.